Let's turn our attention to this. If, like me, you are on social media, you would have been leaning into your screen, so to speak, as it turned out that the world's richest man, Elon Musk, has clinched a deal to buy Twitter. He'll pay around £34.5 billion for the control of the social media network. The firm initially rejected the bid, but will now ask shareholders to vote to approve the deal. Elon Musk says he wants to bring back free speech on the platform and relax some of the restrictions on what its 300 million users can post.
This is not a way to sort of make money. My strong intuitive sense is that having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
Well, but the question on everyone's lips is why? Well, Fetsy Tuckup is the gadget detective and a tech expert and joins me now. Lovely to have you back on the programme. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Oh, well, now, was this a shock? Why did he buy Twitter?
You know, almost because he can. It's like a rich man's plaything in a way. I mean, yes, he believes in free speech, and yes, he's got into trouble for some of his own tweets in the past, although owning Twitter won't necessarily help him there, because he was done for manipulating share prices by announcing what he was going to do on Twitter before he did it. And he was, I think, quite heavily fined by the SEC for that in the United States. So I think also, you know, I think there's a limit to what he'll be able to do about free speech. And I think a lot of people are now living in fear of Donald Trump returning to Twitter in time for another bid for the presidency. But they're, you know, it's interesting. I think he likes to be in control. I think he spends a lot of his time on Twitter. I mean, he tweets an awful lot for considering how many companies he runs. He seems to have quite a lot of spare time, and you can tell those tweets are largely from him as well. They have a certain sort of maverick quality to them, I think. But I think that his hands will be, if not completely tied, he'll be somewhat restrained by advertisers who won't want to be associated with the extremes that go with, you know, unfettered free speech, because most, you know, even in America, free speech has limitations,
right?
You know, there's things you can't say, and there are laws. And don't forget that the government in this country is bringing in the online harms bill, should be the act, which introduces laws that mean that, you know, people like Twitter and Facebook and so forth are going to have to try and vet what goes up there before it appears.
And how much control will, I mean, even if he owns it, there are those checks and balances, as you describe. One would think, though, that alongside the ego thing, he must be thinking this could potentially make me some money. Or do you just think he doesn't care about the money, he just wants that playground?
You know, it's hard to say, isn't it? Because Elon Musk, I mean, he's very much a sort of a curate's egg type character. I mean, he tries to solve really big problems, the sorts of problems that governments are meant to solve.
Yeah.
Okay, things like global warming, so he's got Tesla electric cars, things like making sure that human beings don't only live on this planet, so once we finally mess up the world, that we, you know, we're not a one planet species. So, you know, he's trying to do those sorts of things, and he's right that there is an importance to having a platform that not only provides freedom of speech, but also truth.
Mm.
And therein lies the problem, because if you allow unfettered freedom of speech, that tends to work against truth, funnily enough, because people are allowed to lie with impunity and mislead with impunity, at least if that's the direction he wants to take things. But I imagine that in some part of his brain, he thinks he's going to make the world a better place.
One of the things that has been much requested on Twitter was this whole idea of having an edit button. Do you think that might be the first thing he puts into place?
Yeah, he might do, because they're already working on it. So
right.
It'd be an easy thing to do. That wouldn't be just him doing that. I think one thing that he has said that I do agree with is that everyone on Twitter should be verified. That's to say that, you know, no more anonymous accounts, which should, you know, it's that thing that if people, you know, speak their minds, let's say, with impunity when they think that they can't be identified, and they'll say the most disgusting things to other human beings. You know, it's a bit like how we behave when we're in a car as opposed to face to face. You know, you've got that sort of level of detachment when you're in a metal box, and your opponent is in the metal box as well. And similarly with Twitter, you know, people say terrible things to each other partly because they know there's no comeback. And whatever he does, you know, the laws of, libel still apply in this country. So if you're going to defame someone and you're identifiable, or if you're going to cause harm by your tweet and you're identifiable, then you know, maybe people will think twice. So I think he'll bring that in quite quickly, and I think that's good news.
That is good news. Also, I understand there's something doing the rounds today, which is research into vampire tech. Now, and why you need to unplug devices that you're not using. What can you tell me about that?
I haven't seen that. Oh. Tell me the story. Vampire, you don't mean literally vampire tech.
Well, I don't know. I've just got vampire tech, but something about you need to unplug devices that you're not using.
Well, I suspect what that's talking about is that devices that, when they're not unplugged and just in standby mode, will drain power.
Oh,
albeit, and say, well, they will suck the blood from your electricity, you know.
That was very good.
And then they all well, you know, I do have that as a side hobby.
Now we know when we need somebody who is an expert in that area.
I'll tell you something. I was once threatened by someone who claimed to be a vampire. True story.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they try and bite you?
They threatened me.
Oh no, you should have said bring it on.
They honestly thought they were a vampire. Well, I thought that they, because they thought they were a vampire, isn't that I thought they were a vampire, but I thought they were, dangerous for that reason, delusional
and
dangerous.
Hilarious.
I know, it wasn't so much at the time.
No, I can just imagine. Well, listen, it's always a joy to have you on the program. Thank you so much. Don't get carried away now. That was fantastic.
That one back to you. There you go.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's Percy Tolkamp, who is, of course, the gadget guy, sharing his thoughts on the sale of Twitter to Elon Musk.